Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. I bring greetings to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for how far He has brought us. Today being the fourth day of our sharing, it is amazing to know that if you are in a good company, time flies very fast. We have been speaking about the mercies of God, and we can go on and on and on and on. And even as the mercies of God are just like the vastness of the sea, we can speak about the mercies of God and we will never come to an end. So we give the praise and thanks to God for just letting us speak few things about His mercies, which are never ever failing. Praise the Lord. But today I want us to look at another thought, and I am going to entitle my thoughts, I built up a spiritual house. We are going to read from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. Let hear the word of the Lord. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord add His blessings to the reading of His word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, King David, as we all know, is a man after God's own heart. However, the Lord forbade him to build a house for him. Why? Because he shed innocent blood. Instead, the son Solomon did build a house for the Lord. We can read that from 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 17 to 19. The Bible reads, "And it was in the hearts of David, my father, to build a house for the name of the Lord, God of Israel. And the Lord said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thy heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thy heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name." Wow. King David, a man after his own heart, was forbidden to build a house unto the Lord. Well, the answer is that Christ, the Messiah, was the fulfillment of the prophecy of the seed of David. Jesus is the promised Messiah, which means he had to be of the lineage of David, as we can see from the Matthew Gospel chapter 1. Well, in his humanity, he was a direct descendant of Abraham and David through Joseph, who was the legal father. Now, King Solomon's temple was built of quarried and trimmed stones. Brothers and sisters, let's note the word quarried and trimmed. You know, when you go to the quarry, the stones are carefully chosen. And as the Bible said, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, to show forth the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The stones were also trimmed. Praise the Lord. Some of us will have to go through the hard way. No, some through the fire, some through the waters, but we all ought to go through the blood. We are just like a clay in the potter's hand, and we need to yield ourselves to be trimmed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the stones that were in place in Solomon's building were lifeless. Praise the Lord. But what did we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5? The Bible says, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus." Amen. Today, the Lord's house is made up not of dead, but of living stones, which is what? The body of the Lord Jesus Christ, of which, brothers and sisters, I and you, we are part of this mystical body. We might be scattered all over, we might be at different places, but we belong to the Lord Jesus the Christ. Apostle Peter, who wrote the words that we just read, was a living stone. He was a single unit before he was built together with the others. Just as I and you, we are all single units. We might be, our location might differ from others, but we are all built together into an house unto the Lord. And that house is a living stone. Praise the Lord. Now, many of us remain scattered here and there. Like I said, we might be scattered here and there, but that doesn't mean that we should disconnect ourselves from the body. We might be independent, but we shouldn't be useless. I remember one time a brother gave me a write-up and said, "This is a very good write-up from a man of God." Then I got the write-up, but the name was not a name that I was familiar with. Then I asked the brother, "Oh, this brother, it seems I don't know much about this brother." Then he said, "Oh, this is a brother in the faith. You know, this just came to my mind that even though we might be independent, We should be useful to one another. We should be connected. And I also remember how I became connected to other brethren of like precious faith. I thought I had all that it entails to make the Christian race. But I got connected to other brothers who by the deeds of the anointing that was upon them, my life, my Christian journey was shaped. As the Bible says, iron sharpened iron. And so we must be all united and be useful to one another. Well, in a house, if a house is to be constructed, they must be guarded. The stones must be gathered together for the construction. And a stone must be built upon a stone, fitted together. That makes a house. Praise the Lord. But thank God, brothers and sisters, we are His members of His body. We have trusted in the Lord. And we are now the Lord's living stone. Praise the Lord. Let us not hide there alone in our corner. It is very dangerous to be a loner. You know, we must all come together. You might feel comfortable in your corner, but the danger of it is that you might be a stumbling block to others. Instead of you to be a living stone, you rather become a stumbling block to others, a rock of offense. And innocent souls and people who are unwary might be in danger. But if we are all united, if we all come together as a unity, then God, the life of one member is going to permeate to the other. And we are all going to be living one person's life, one person's Zoe is going to light up the other. And we are going to be a very strong force to reckon with. Praise the Lord. Let us allow ourselves to be matched up with other living stones, fashioned to fit in place, building up our most holy faith. Hallelujah. As the word of God rightly indicated, the Lord Jesus Christ is building up a body. And the unity of the faith, He's in charge of bringing brothers and sisters of like precious faith into the unity of the faith. When we talk about the unity of the faith, let us also not forget the fact that, or the danger of becoming complacent, trying to form a denomination. When we say the unity of the faith, it is the Lord Himself who is going to do that, going to bring, unite brothers and sisters together. Talking about that, I remember the story of Philip the Evangelist. On his way, he came across this Ethiopian Enoch. And the Bible said, Philip, go and join yourself to that person. And I strongly believe that if we are all filled, we have been sanctified, we have been justified, and we have been filled with the Holy Spirit, God is going to bring us together. The Spirit of God is going to speak to us. It's going to unite us together. Stone upon stone, we are going to be lively. We are going to be connected. As we are preparing for that great time that we are all waiting for, the latter rain is going to fall. We are waiting for the revival of our bodies, waiting for that attender. Let us endeavor to be lively, to be connected, not to be disconnected, so that we don't become a rock of offense. We are built up a spiritual house unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ alone. He is the head, and we are his body. May we endeavor to yield ourselves to that building, to be that building block. Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier on, the trimming may be very uncomfortable, brothers and sisters. The way the Lord will deal with you, the way the Lord will pass you through, may not be the same as the other sister, the other brother. But one thing for sure is that we are all going to go through the blood. The blood of the Lord, the blood that was shed. And we are all going to be conformed day by day, see ourselves change into that image, the image of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then in the end, we are going to be a dwelling place of the Lord. A house that is built up to be a spiritual habitation unto the Lord. That will be lively. That will be full of life. That is going to unite as a single force to match up and destroy the kingdom of the devil. May the Lord grant us the grace, my brothers and sisters, to be a living stone in the hands of our Savior, to be useful, to be beneficial, to be a source of inspiration to one another as we walk this Christian journey. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord give us the grace as we sail through this day. We shall hopefully bring our sharing to a close tomorrow. Thank you all for your company. Shalom, and God bless you. Amen.